we'll do a quick overview of benching. The first benching is a biblical blessing. The Torah says, eat and be satiated and blessed. So the first blessing is primarily about the food. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world, who feeds the world, the entire world, in His goodness, b'tuvo. Bechein, Hashem gives food with grace. Hashem could have given food that was all black and white, that was all bland, that was all sand. No, Hashem gives it in a chein, in a way that's enamored. Bechesed, with kindness. Berachamim, with mercy. He gives food to all creation. Lechol basar, not only human beings. We say Hashem gives food to the lice, to the eggs of the lice. Hashem sustains all living creatures. Ki leolam chasdo, His kindness is eternal. And in His great goodness, He never caused us to lack. It doesn't say we never lack. They mistranslated here. They translated as we never lack. That's not what it says. It says He never caused us to lack. Human beings can destroy and cause themselves to lack. What we're saying in benching is He never caused us to lack. There's enough food in the world to feed the world three times over, they say. But we destroy it. We also pray He should never cause us to lack food forever. All of this He does for the sake of His great name. What we're basically saying is, we don't deserve it. Meaning He's doing all this, not because we're so meritorious and we deserve it, but rather, Bavur Shemo HaGadol, in His great name. For He feeds and sustains all, and He does good unto all, and He prepares food, notice the wording, for all the creations that He created. Blessed are you, Hashem, who feeds all. Okay? So that's first blessing. Second blessing, we thank Hashem. We're thanking Hashem for the land that He gave us, which is a desirable, good, and spacious land, that Hashem took us out of Egypt. He took us out of the house of servitude. We thank Hashem for our circumcision. Did you guys notice that in benching? You thank Hashem, v'al berit chash chatam tabiv serenu, the covenant that Hashem has sealed into our flesh, and the Torah that He's taught us, and the statutes that He's informed us, and the life and the grace and the kindness which Hashem granted us. You understand that? Meaning some people don't have kindness. We thank Hashem. We thank at the end of Shemona Esrei, and we thank over here too for the chesed that Hashem has given us and the food that Hashem has nourished us every day, every hour. Over all this, we thank you and bless you. May your name be blessed for eternity in the mouths of all. We do our thanks, as the verse says, after you eat, you should thank Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem, who gives us the land and the food. So the second blessing, we've evolved from thanking to the food to thanking for the land and the food, the land that produces the food. The third blessing, we ask Hashem to have mercy over the capital, over our connecting point with Him. Hashem, have mercy over Israel and Jerusalem and Zion and the kingdom of David and your great temple. We're building up towards that. All of this was a build up to that point. Hashem, our God, our shepherd, please feed us, sustain us, take good care of us, give us breath, relieve us from our troubles, so we shouldn't have to get gifts from mankind. We shouldn't even need loans. What we want is our sustenance should be from you. Notice, the Beit HaMikdash is our connector to Hashem. So if the first two blessings were a thanks for the food, the next blessing is we ask, it's really a request, through that connector, through the Beit HaMikdash, may we continue having nourishment. We shouldn't have to ask other people for food. And may you rebuild your temple. Blessed are you, Hashem, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Notice the present tense. We speak also in Shemona Esrei, Bonei Yerushalayim. It's as though it is a part of the world. The world is constantly in the process of building Jerusalem, whether we know it or not. Part of the world is building Jerusalem. That's part of the blessings of Shemona Esrei and benching. And then finally we make a blessing, blessed are you Hashem who is good and does good. So over the generations we developed that blessing, but that's the idea of the blessing. So instead of just saying Hashem who is good and does good, we say Hashem you are the potent one, our father, our king, the awesome one, our creator, our redeemer, the one who gives us form, the one who gives us holiness. You are our shepherd, you are our king who is good and does good unto all. But that's the main point of the blessing. You are good and do good unto all. Every day you did good, you do good, you will do good for us. You've taken care of us. You've been bountiful to us. You are bountiful. You will be bountiful to us. And you do this all with grace, with kindness, with mercy. You give us breath. You give us salvation. You give us success. You give us blessing. You give us sustenance. You give us support. You give us consolation. You give us peace and everything that's good. And so we ask you, you should never deprive us of all that's good. So those are the four blessings. Then you go into the Arachamans. May the Merciful One reign over us forever. May the Merciful One be blessed in the heaven and the earth. May the Merciful One be blessed for praised for generations. And may He be glorified through us forever. May the Merciful One give us sustenance in an honorable way. May He remove the yoke from upon our necks and take us standing upright to our land. May He give us bountiful blessing in this home and this table that we've eaten upon. May He send us Elijah, the prophet of blessed memory, and he should give us good news and salvation and comfort. May He bless me, my wife, my children, and all that I own, us and everything we own, as our forefathers were blessed, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So too we should be blessed with a complete blessing forever. Amen. May it be that up high, they should say positive things about us from above. And may we have a safeguard of peace. And may we merit to have blessing from Hashem. And may we have kindness from Hashem, who is our salvation. And may we find favor. And may we be logical and good understanding. May our actions make sense in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of mankind. May the Merciful One merit us to see the days of the Messiah and the world to come. Hashem, who is the tower of our salvation, Migdol Yeshuot Malko. Hashem, who is the tower of salvations to His King, Migdol Yeshuot Malko. To the kings, Hashem is the tower, the bastion of salvation, who does kindness to His anointed one, to David and his descendants forever. He who does peace above should do peace upon us and all of Israel. Amen. And then we conclude with a statement that the holy angels, they should fear Hashem, for there is no deprivation for those who fear Him. Anyone who reveres Hashem lacks nothing. Even lions go hungry, but those who seek Hashem lack nothing. Give praise to Hashem. He is good. His kindness is eternal. Hashem opens His hands and gives sustenance to all living creatures. Blessed is the person who puts his faith in Hashem. I've been young, I've grown old, I've never seen a tzaddik find himself forsaken, that seeing his children need. Hashem gives strength to his people, may he bless his people with peace. So we just did all of Benj. Okay. Wow.